in Haifa, Wadi al-Nisnas is one example because it wasn't demolished. Another example is Wadi al-Salib that was not demolished, as I said, because Mizrahi Jews lived there. So they moved to Wadi al-Salib, and then until the government expelled them again from those houses, it was then hard to demolish because it was later in 1950s where Israel is now.
Live radio with Widget and my man Pro V.
All the way live from university.
Damn, on CKUT. Nobody do it better, dog.
90.3 FM.
CKUT and the place to be from the bottom to the TOP.
This program is uncut. It contains strong language in some adult situations. Discretion is advised.
All the way live radio, CKUT 90.3 FM, every single Wednesday from 3 to 5. This is Pro V. Thank you very much for tuning in. This week's show is going to be an all Bismarcky set that I did a few years ago. Rest in peace, Bismarcky. And it was a fun set, and I remember, you know, having a good time and playing a whole lot of good tracks, because Bismarcky's really got a great discography. You need to dip into all his albums and see what he's done. A very entertaining person as well. Really outside of the box. So enjoy the music. I'm done talking. All Bismarcky. Rest in peace, Bismarcky. All the way live radio, CKUT 90.3 FM. Peace.
Goes around. What comes around goes around. What comes around goes around. What comes around goes around. Around. Sitting here reminiscing back through high school. Whenever time I see your girl, you know that I drew. Daydreaming in the class thinking what would I say when I saw you. But you never looked my way. It started freshman year and lasted straight through the 12th grade. I have to give it to you, don't get what's top shelf, babe. I ask myself time and time again, what was it? I'm not me to make you treat me like a buzzard. I speak to you in the hall and you ignore me. You keep walking and talking like you never saw me. You didn't have to conversate with me, I can say that. It would have made my day if you just had waved back. I used to buy you candy, lollipops, and gumdrops. I even pack an extra sandwich in my lunchbox. You're treating me like dirt and everyone in the school knows. You call me out my name and crack jokes on my school. If anyone could make you feel good, girl, I could. But you give me that look like you don't want to be bothered. But that's okay. Keep on front, see, cause one day I'ma make it and you'll be wanting me. Been trying hard ever since I graduated to make it big, and yes, I finally made it. Been doing with your videos and TV. Now everywhere you go, everybody knows me. Now the tables have turned and now it's me you're hawking. Now I turn up my nose and keep on walking. You see, ladies mob me in clubs frequently, and you make it your duty to come and speak to me. Remembering how she played me in the past. Yeah, we could talk, I'm in a rush, please make it fast. And we can start off with all the men you've been with. And don't come popping that just a friend bit. Remember how you used to diss me and play me out, how? Come, you got so much stuff to talk about now. The words around town that you're on the money tip. But sorry, I can't do nothing for you, honey dip. So pardon me as I make my way to the dance floor and over to the bar, because that's what I came for. Cuties pepper me with champagne and roses as I think to myself, thank God for showbiz. Everywhere I turn, girly throw with me rhythm. Drinking and thinking who would be my victim. Here comes that girl that used to diss me. She was
represent my air. Can't you come home with me? Yeah, get your coat and we could shoot north. Took her to the crib, a cold knock the boots off. After I got it, yo, I never did call back. Thinking how she used to front like she was all that. It's a new game and the odds are my favor. She caught the vapors and nothing could save her. What comes around goes around. What comes around goes around. You know what I'm talking about. What comes around goes around. 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 You know what I'm talking about. What comes around goes around. What comes around goes around. Yo, this is kind of slow, but I know the Jeep's gonna be pumping it. But this is one subject that nobody don't know about.
Check them out, check them out, check them out, check them out. Who's the beat and build a rock for how? When you hear my golden voice, you know it's me. The poetical, energetical rap MC. Well, that's not the subject matter of to be cool. I'm just telling your girls and fly kids, stay in school. I always reminisce when I was in class, well. But you feel like a simpleton when you get expelled. Or even if you have a couple of days of detention, it's just as good as one bad suspension. So when you're grown up, you'll say the same thing to your kids. Be in class before the bell ring. But you know, kids is kids. For them, high school is like a 3-year bid. I'm not gonna tell a lie, I used to cut class until a principal say got in my ass. He said, "This the only way you're gonna get a BM is to get your education instead of hanging with him." So I got my head together and chill the hell out. And the only thing they can say is check them out. Check them out, check them out, check them out, check them out. Move the beat, I'm gonna rock the hell. Check them out, check them out, check them out, check them out. Move the beat, I'm gonna rock the hell. Now this is the second part of this lesson. I'm saying it this way cause it's my profession. You don't have to go to high school to be an MC, but you got to know the value it means of money. Cause a lot of parents, they are taxpayers. So it's real stupid when you disobey a principal, vice principal, or even a teacher. Cause when you do that, you know you never reach a higher level or even your goal. Because you don't want to listen to what you're told. So please take heed to what I say. I hope I'm not saying it for my health today. Cause if I am, please tell me so I can stop. It's not like I'm your mother, sister, brother, or pop. So come on and listen to me without no doubt. So you can be educated and have clout. Check them out, check them out, check them out, check them out. Move the beat and go to rock the hell. Check them out, check them out, check them out, check them out. Move the beat, I'm gonna rock the hell.
Hey, I like to tell you a little story about my man named D. Yo, even from when he was little, he was like kind of on a tough tip doing all that stuff. But I'm gonna tell you the way it should really go, like the way he would say it. Now check this out. When I was young, he always dreamed of being rich, but compared to then, that'd have been a big switch. Driving big cars, wearing rings and ropes, but man, without a plan, all he had was hope. So he sat down and thought what he wanted to be. But it seemed no occupation had appealed to D. He didn't want to be a doctor. He don't like school. It wasn't that he was dumb. He just thought he was too cool. Cause all the money makers and the big time crooks, he never ever seen none of them carrying books. They used to be on the block, do whatever they please. Never had a 9-to-5, but still clocked G's. Have a Rubik's, do whatever they commanded him to.
too. And he thought, yeah, that's the life he wanna do like they do. So he start to flip and cut class with the big boy. Take up a kid's toy, cause he didn't dig no. He rather run the blogger while the hustle is great. And he'll say he wanna be just like that one day. He used to run in the store, steal cookies and candy bars, watching the pimps roll by and in fancy cars, but never did the thought even pass. At the time, he supposed to have his behind in class. So when report cards came, all he received was an F jack, and he got his neck smacked for Cole getting left back. But yet, still he didn't care. Put to him, school for the birds, so he didn't belong there. When he was only 8, he hung out with the pros, and he went from stealing candy to boots and clothes. He used to dip out to class, go straight to the mall, and he'll take anything from anybody at all. His neighbors used to ask his mother, Brown, what's wrong with your child? He done robbed my damn house again. Yo, that kid is buck wild, wild.
Yo, I don't know what's up, but he be bugging, word up. Yo, that, yo, I'm just saying like this, I don't know what's up, but I think you will understand a little bit more of the situation. I'm going to say like he would say on the second part, so just check this out, all right? Just take it 1, 2, 3. Go ahead, man.
He was a crook. At the age of 9, did whatever it took, he'll rob you blind. Snatching pocketbooks, robbing blind old men way back when. When he was only 10, then when he was in 5th grade, he carried a switchblade, try to stay rich to keep him and his bitch paid. And if he ever had to travel somewhere far, take a bus, he go steal him a car. He always used to live his life the wild way. Tag, Russian roulette is what he'll play. His mom and pops told him when he first reached junior high, the way you live determines just how soon you die. And he didn't care because to him it was fun. And he was only 13 when he got his first gun. He rocked stores and did stick-ups frequently. Gave a new name to juvenile delinquency. And yeah, you know that he was on the go 7 days of the week. He kept his pockets full of dough. But he was headed for a dead end fast. Cold risk in his ass for petty cash that didn't last. Went back and forth to jail 6 times for stolen cars and stick-ups and various crimes. So when he's sitting himself, he reminisces the job. It don't pay to do crime today. So don't be fuck. Wow.
Yeah, that's a little bit of a lesson for all the kids out there, you know, man. And this is coming from the Grand High Exalted Mr. Kula.
Know what I heard?
They had a teacher by the name of Mr. Kula.
You just only skinny, ugly, stupid boy.
Back in the days, I'm not gonna lie, they used to say I'm ugly, a hurting guy. They would crack on my lips, and my powder said I look like yuck without the house or with hell. Junior high to high school, they thought I was retarded. Just because the way I looked it, they said I farted. I was very, very sad, and you wonder why, because my looks and my gear wasn't ultra fly. I wouldn't even attempt to ask a girl out, cause she get around her friends and began to shout. Guess who asked me out to the movies, girlfriends? It was Mark, I told them if the world would end. But my parents told me beauty's only skin deep. If that's true, then why do girls think that I'm a creep? I even joined a football team to get some recognition, but that just didn't spark the key in a girl's ignition. They said that I'm so ugly, I give Addison a headache. Oh man, that is the icing on the cake. So I kick this to all the girls from houses to huts. I don't care what you think, because you're all a nuts. I'm a ugly nigga, so what? If you don't like the way I look, you can kiss my butt. I'm a ugly nigga, so what? So what? Ew. I'm a ugly nigga, so what? If you don't like the way I look, you can kiss my butt. I'm a ugly nigga, so what? So what? I'ma tell you a story that is really bug about a guy with a band and he's dealing drugs. In the beginning, before he got his riches, he was so ugly, he gave me the itches. I mean, when you see him, you think I might be kooky, but homeboy looked like Godzuki. I used to crack a joke and say he looked like a star. Then everybody laughed when I said, monster. I can't laugh now, cause it's a new decade. My gruesome friend got the girls and got a maid. I guess having jewels, having money, having a vehicle makes you sexy, handsome, gorgeous, and adorable. When you're spending money on the girls, giving them what they want, behind your back they talk about you, say you're ugly in your front. Why do you go to bed with someone that you don't like just because they got a nice car like that? having hype. It would be wrong if he heard what you're thinking, thinking that he looked like Stinking Jenkins. But let me tell you a secret, he has ESP, and this is what he whispered in my ear to me. I'm a ugly nigga, so what? Just because I got loot, that's why you give me the butt. I'm a ugly nigga, so what? So what? I'm a ugly nigga, so what? Just because I got loot, that's why you give me the butt. I'm a ugly nigga, so what? So what? Let me tell you how poor I was. Dome to the do and do to the dome. For the dome I go to school, and for the do I use a comb. Now people always ask, how are these things known? Cause the dome does the doing for the things that done at home. That's why I keep picking my nappy fro, and for lunch I eat ragu with my sloppy joe. For the night I be starving like Messy Marvin. I get cheap and go settle for the White Castle bargain. They offer me a lot in the army, but I rather get it secondhand from the Salvation Army. Cause times are getting harder than boot camp. Man, I'm so poor, I need to print my face on a food stamp. So if my hoopty breaks down, I just have to suffer and tell Meineke I'm not gonna pay a lot for this muffler. So I keep clear thoughts as the weeks run. But even though the beaches, they call me a beach bum. Something ain't right with me, and that really frightens me. Cause nowadays, girls don't even like to sprighten me. Some say I'm embarrassing, but I got some comparison. Like if I was on TV, I'm moving to Oscar Madison. Is there another like me? Only God knows, man. I should even rap in church cause I wear holy clothes. But for now, I'm just going to do the strut. And this is what I sing to girls from houses to hut. I'm a ugly nigga, so what? Just because I'm poor, that's why you want to give me the butt. I'm a ugly nigga, so what? So what? It says beauty's only skin deep. I'm a ugly nigga, so what? Just because I'm poor, you don't want to give me the butt. I'm a ugly nigga, so what? So what? This is a different type of dedication to a God that was a different kind of inspiration. Only people that know what I'm talking about. And at the end of this story, you would say without a doubt, this wasn't your typical case of fast living. Anything he was making, he was giving to his moms, pops, his brother, and his girl. Cause they meant the most to him in the world. Around Suffolk, he wasn't known, but in Eastern Long Island, he did have a home. Corm L.I. is where he stayed. Well, there was no need for deep cut or rain. He was cool with everybody. He had no enemies. I'm making this record cause he's in front of me. Plus he's a hardworking kid, I just stated. That's why this record is dedicated to my man Rich. Yo, yo, this is for you, my man. God bless you. Let me tell you what happened in the early 80s when we wasn't thinking about getting all the ladies. Me and Rich was thinking about survival at the fittest. You could ask Keith and Kevin cause both of them were with us. We trying to get a job every place that it takes. We was even at the factory they call Walmates. Everywhere we went they said they call us back, or even said they're not hiring to throw us off track. But Richie Rich said forget that stuff. Even though times was rough, we kept searching, looking and looking. It seems everywhere we went, the jobs was taken. Still, Rich didn't give up the faith. He found the job that wasn't safe. Even though it was dangerous, it wouldn't switch. That's why this is dedicated to my man, Rich. Yo, this is to you, my man, Rich. You know you go way back. You go way back. Word up. God bless you. Yo, V, bring the beat in. Yeah, that's all right. Oh, man. Yo, G. Yo Cool up? G. Yo, I'm doing this record. We got Big Daddy Kane over there. We all gonna do just one part because, you know, we came a long way. You know, from back in the Martin Luther King days, Malcolm X.
And hard to tell.
Now that we see Nelson Mandela's free, we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about this racism. Stop that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
we're
going to
stop that. So, G, why don't you just do your rhyming part, and then I'll come on after you.
All right, check it out.
Here we go.
Yo, I'm trying hard to explore. I'm not sure what all the racial wars for. It's making me more sore. I walk through a colorblind corridor, seeking for peace in the people I'm meeting. Black, white, and Puerto Rican men are greeting each other just like brothers. There's plenty and many of others you can't discover. Kids, fathers, and mothers, a melting pot. No one felt or got prejudice. Listen, I can never assist someone this. A landscape with a dark and a light handshake. Having fun without one being a fake snake. So let's form a rainbow over the mountain. And it's drained from the same water fountain. Let's make our Earth Day the story of people that walk through the same territories. Color or creed is no need for a man to bleed. I believe we all breed the same seed. Unless it's diluted by something that intruded. Then I see your family tree was uprooted. So don't be foolish if you're Jewish or Hindu. The racial manual is the evil that men do. I was raised in a nation of Asian. Hate shouldn't separate Jamaican from Haitian. So if you're caving in your ears, I hope you hear me in. Siberians, no better than Nigerian. I bring a rattle to a battle that you send me in. I'm no villain, so why would I be killing Indians? My nationality's reality. And yo, a prejudiced man is of a devil mentality. These are words of a wise man, wisdom. Take a taste and erase the racism.
Is black, the page is white. Together we learn how to read and write. People are black, got people, that's why. Let's stop racism and let's unite.
Yo, yo, Kane, why don't you do your part and then let me do mine and we get out of here. Go ahead.
In the days of slavery, some got to run away and many got done away. Inferiority is what some men say, but that shit played out with Kunta Kinte. Then again in the streets of New York, I think of Yusef Hawkins and I see it still stalking. And when I think of areas like Bensonhurst, notice how I mention hers. We got to better this world of prejudice. People make peace and learn to live equal. Cause I don't look at myself as a coon or a moolie that would have to say massa. You better believe that I'm an Asiatic descendant and I know what's been amended and intended. So let's fulfill and get real and try to build a united nation. Eliminate segregation. I know there's different strokes for different folks, but I've also acknowledged what hatred provokes. So don't hate me or try to underrate me, cause I collect ends, drive a Benz and live greatly. And we can all live together in harmony, without thinking what color is harming me. If I'm a slave, I'm a slave to the rhythm, to E-R-A-S-E, the racism.
The ink is black, the page is white. Together we learn how to read and write. Some people are black, there's people that's white. Let's stop racism and let's unite.
To the black and white, the red and the yellow, to all the nationalities, I like to say hello. And I hope they stop racism and it's coming from our heart. Me, Coogi Rap, Polo, Big Daddy Kane, Cool V, and of course the Diabolical and Biz Markie. I hope you stop racism. Peace.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make love, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation. I was talking to this girl from the U.S. nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short mini skirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said, blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said, I was very amused. I started throwing bits, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend. Come on. I'm not even going for it. This is what I'm going to say.
You got what I need, but you say he just a friend, and you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need, but you say he just a friend, but you say he just a friend. Oh, baby, you got what I need,
was working for it at this time. I thought just having a friend couldn't be no crime. Cause I have friends, and that's a fact. Like Agnes, Agatha, Jermaine, and Jack. Forget about that, let's go into the story. About a girl named blah 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 that adore me. So we started talking, getting familiar. Spending a lot of time so we can build a relationship. Or some understanding how it's gonna be in the future we was planning. Everything sounded so dandy and sweet. I had no idea I was in for a treat. After this was established, everything was cool. The tour was over and she went back to school. I called every day to see how she was doing. Every time that I called her, it seemed something was brewing. I called the room, a guy picked up, and then I called her again. I said, yo, who is that? Oh, he's just a friend. Don't give me that. On a surprise visit to see my girl that was so exquisite. It was a school day. I know she was there the first semester of the school year. I went to a gate to ask where was a dorm. This guy made me fill out a visitor's form. He told me where it was, and I was on my way to see my baby doll. I was happy to say I arrived in front of the dormitory. Yo, could you tell me where is door 3? They showed me where it was for the moment. I didn't know I was in for such an event. So I came to a room and opened the door. Oh, snap! Guess what I saw? I felt a tongue kissing my girl in the mouth. I was so in shock, my heart went down south. So please listen to the message that I sent. Don't ever talk to a girl who says she just has a friend. Has a friend. Has a friend.
I was walking down the street just a mind of my biz. I saw this young lady, the ultimate. She had a pair of jugs that was so fine. Then I took a look at that behind. 36, 24, 36. I looked at her and said, I need a fix. I asked her the same blase, blase. Her name, where she live, and how much you weigh. I got the digits and gave her my 1-800 beeper number. Could leave a message under the name or wrong, but I know you're bugging on the nickname. I would be too, but every time that she be one, she turns the head of the crew. Word is born, I wouldn't be messing with this girl if I knew she was an adolescent. To all the guys over 21, hear some news. Just a hip hop version of the young girl blues. I get a little deeper. I got a strange message on my 1-800 beeper. Call me loony, crazy, psychotic, or dumb. But I got a good message from a girl named Rum. She said, come and get me from Mickey D's at 8. That's where I work after school. Pick me up for a date. I was so excited that she called my pager. But never thought to ask if she was a teenager. She mentioned going to school, but I didn't think it was hot. If you saw what I saw, then you know why. You wouldn't believe or even think of a bird like that could be a dove. I picked her up from my Lexus coupe. Only God knows what I'm doing is a oop. Am I robbing a cradle? I'm very confused. I'm stuck in the middle of the young girl blues.
Now, what was yes, I today? Just crying over me and she was feeling slow. I said, oh.
About a half a year.
Everything was fine and dandy without shedding a tear. It ain't nothing but a number, that's what G. Ali said. Okay, then why don't you get that through the judge's head? Proceeding along, I must have to say, it was coming very close to her birthday. I asked, what do you want? She said, a pair of earrings. I never knew what an avalanche the future brings. Her birthday came and she gave a party. I arrived kinda late to the place to be. People was excited for seeing my face. If my mother ever knew, I would be a disgrace. They sung, how old are you now to run the ring? I was in shock when they screamed 16. I felt like falling apart when I heard the news. This is the never-ending saga of the young girl. Boom! To the bathroom to take a crap. I said, Dad, I did alright, beat a toilet stool rap. Well, if I am constipated or have diarrhea, I always come out with a funky fresh idea. Even if you don't think it's funky fresh, and to all the little kids, I'm making a good impression, cause a lot of my hits are written on the john. I hope my legendary style of rap lives on. This a hidden secret where classics come from. Everybody has done it, even my man Run. Only in there, I am the king of the throne. Hey, hey, you know I can be alone. No girls, no guys, no dogs, no cats, no parents, no nieces, no nephews, no brats. That's only way that I can get privacy. And you know where I write my funky fresh rhyme vibe. You see me sitting on a toilet, waiting for my bowels to move. I got a doodoo rap, I got a doodoo. Sitting on a toilet, waiting for my bowels to move. I got a doodoo rap, I got a doodoo. Sitting on a toilet, waiting for my bowels to move. I got a doodoo rap, I got a doodoo. Yo, Buster, let me tell you a little something about this episode. It was 4 in the morning, chilling on my commode. It was me, my patent pen, and my bad breath. All of a sudden, I came up with something that was real deaf. I was thinking, what a real beatbox to do? What if I put a hype beat with a 1-2? Then I write some words so I really can use it. I think I would name this one, make the music. Like if I was the man that they call Clark Kent. Cause I go into the bathroom where rhymes I invent. Then I come out on stage like Superman. But never show the people my master plan. Instead of moving towels or moving barrels, only thing I'm doing is moving bowels. A TV in the bathroom just might spoil it. Only thing I can say is I'm sitting on a toilet, waiting for my bowels to move. I got a doo-doo rap, I got a doo-doo. Sitting on a toilet, waiting for my bowels to move. I got a doo-doo rap, I got a doo-doo. Sitting on a toilet, waiting for my bowels to move. I got a doo-doo rap, I got a doo-doo, 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 doo-doo.
The grand groove is back with some beat to sink your teeth and like Wolfman Jack. I'm bringing in the swing like ching-a-ling-a-ling. Guaranteed to rock and make the microphone sing. I combine funk with a make-a-muck piano. I'm nuts, I'm crazy, I lost it, and mana. A different type of blood in my vein and head. Like I'm cuckoo, cuckoo, like a nappy dread. Now it's me, the B-I-Z, M-A-Z-A-R-A. Take out with the E, as you can see. Going to the T-O-P. Definitely, I can cock to rock and put you in shock. Not from the past, but I blast like Banaka. Yeah, the mud foot's getting ill, and nobody beats the biz still. So, the funk is back. The funk is back. Hey, hey, everybody, the funk is back. I'm doing it style like this. Check it out. Ooh, ooh, well, I'm the original B.I.Z. Mark. Here to let you know my bite is worse than my bark. I'm coming out with some freakified funk. If Joni was around, then I'd be a hunk. But since she ain't, I still am the hellified king of the R.A.P. I'm here to let you know I'm the hypnotizer, mesmerizer, stealing the show. I'm hitting just like a speaker. When my mind dropped the bomb, then I said Eureka. To release a masterpiece long overdue. From the streets of California to Kalamazoo. Don't look at me like I am crazy or dumb, cause my jingle will tingle your cerebrum.
broke. My sensational delivery will give you a chill. That's why nobody beats the business. It's there. Whether you're bold, don't mess with it cause it's not for the soul. And we're gonna do it a little something with three subjects like this. Subject one is about a brother by the name of John, who was selling crack just like it was Avon. And you know the reason I say was because that's no longer what my man John does. There was a time when he was wearing much gold, driving a Benz Jaguar and a Rose. The lifestyle he lived was far from penny ante. Yo, word to granny's panties, cause he will make dope grow and sling it like a yo-yo. Being broke was just a no-no. But then the day came when John got caught, and he was dropped like pantyhose without support. You should have thought about what you did in the past to realize this fast living wouldn't last. But the same guy that was a big time strong grabbed a pipe and sung a song.
I want to get high, so high. I want to get high, so high.
She go and buy a nice rock just to suit her. They hit the weed spot to be blessed by Buddha. But more for Lucy to complete a stimulation. Put it all together for a perfect combination. I mean, this girl will actually buy a rock with the very last dime she got in her pocket. And when she saw her friends coming from the spot like Prudential, she got a piece of their rock. That's why, that's why.
For me to use a weird name is Diabolical Man. Or like a diabolical beach, raggedy clothes and no help. I'm even wearing diabolical drawers. I'm not white as Barry, cause I'm dirty and a Harry. With a rap that makes up slack, now Mariah couldn't carry. So don't come to me with that same old, cause I'm not your butt. Somewhere over the rainbow, I write rhyme the damn more than jelly. So call me the author without the Fonzarelli or Nelly. Cause I am too bad when it comes to a rap, Jimmy Varavin scream. Holy hip hop biz man. I grab the microphone and go every which way but loose, cause I'm the ugly duckler who seduces mother goose. And I'll be using them flipping tongue twisters, but I still get better in time like the whispers. But older cruisers, he can't stay as loose as me, cause old school rapping just ain't what they used to be. So up your nose with a rubber hose, and every brother know that the style is older than my grandma clothes. But gray skies is gonna clear up to put on a happy face. Take off that frown and cheer up and put on a happy face, cause I'm singing, singing in the ring, ain't, ain't. 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 I start with a rhyme as I enter your mind. It hits a heart that Michael Jackson won't remember the time. So here I come, a bummer, every time I hum a tune off a funky drummer, boom, I get hot as Donna Summer. Cause I reign supreme as a rap brainstormer from corner to corner. I'm dropping summer on you, not Tony, 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 cause I came to warn you that I even reign in Southern California. Everybody's talking about business hype, cause I make Dirty Harry's day, hell, I even make Gladys Knight. Soon I start on ABC, cause rapping DEF is the best way to the G. Alphabetically, I have to lead you through, since I'm the Amazon, I know to watch my P's and Q's, like the A and P's, but the B-I-Z's. I write some picture perfect, I should just stop and say cheese. So if I step up, who's gonna move me back? Cause Scooby-Doo can't even do that for a Scooby snack. You think you can, you think you can, don't even try it, cause instead you need a cannon like the Dolly Green Giant. Cause trying to step the biz, you know I'm a distant fast. To play like 98.7 and kiss my ass. Cause me a rapper like peanut butter and jelly, which remind me of a song by my man Gene Kelly. I'm singing, singing in the right, ain't, ain't. 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 That was the universal language that the Bismarck is speaking. Indian. I'm down with blacks, whites, Indian, and Puerto Rican. I'm an African descendant, myself from a slave, but I was born in the USA. I spent the 80s juking ladies without making babies, so I guess I'm over like a fat rat that never caught rabies. But if I mess around like Tonto with a woman in 3 years, I had one little, two little, three little Indian. Beyonce Marquis is what it is. And if it's hard for you to spell and just say bitch, I'm down with the Zoo Crew and some kids that act nutty. B, Dex, Coovy, every time. And just in my buddies, huh? My buddies, huh? Wherever I go, we go. I pass by April Fools and Monster May. I pass by so much bull, I should say Olay. I got friends named Raggedy and the Andy girls call me. Put up a tweet because I'm tweeting John Candy. Don't even knock it till you drives me, because the proof is in the wood and you can ask Bill Cosby. Some think I'm bragging, some think I'm boasting, but even Smokey Robinson a second that emotion. That's why I can't do the sky or a natural high, because I'm fly, la, 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 la. I'm sick. From scripts of hits I made a while ago. Now I'm on a run again, starting up the David. And people couldn't catch me even if I was the vapors. I leave it in trauma with my funky persona, cause I'm jamming just like Teddy, but I'm nasty as Madonna. Cause me without big strong thoughts for a big song is like Patti LaBelle, not singing with a wig on. I don't give a damn if my record gets banned, cause my style play fresh like I rap in Saran. But I'm sure that I'm pure like Snapple. So brothers wanna write my rhymes like I'm the Big Apple or New York or wherever you call it. I don't even care, cause if I make it there, I can make it anywhere. So I walk the walk through the streets of New York. Got more green in the hall, cause I can talk the talk. Just don't try to score, cause my style brings more. I rock it from the Billy Ocean to the I'll Be Sure. People always wanna get down to every word or other. I've been around the world, I don't have to answer. The cash, I flash more than Gordon. You want me to rock the rhyme, cause I got the type you crave. And I heat up jams like I was MC Microwave. The one I drop the style, call it death, call it cool. As long as you don't call me when I'm on a taller stool. I smoke and swim in a room full of women. When I drop the gold like Metal Lock Lemon. Everywhere I've been, I've seen them fat and thin. Even girls with hair on each chinny chin chin. But you can be just a friend if you're sporting your own look. Or if you got more chance than a Chinese phone book. Woman love my style from Cali Long Island. Even got my mother singing, thanks for my child. My temperature rises every time I'm there in stereo. Cause I catch their fever like my name is Danny Terrio. And I go on and on and on and on and on and from midnight point to the early morning. And on my head of the slow lane. The one I ride to Motown, I jump on a soul train. Rappers like to flow with all energy and action, but I'd rather take it nice and slow. Like Freddie Jackson, so don't try to stick to me like somebody's geek shit, cause I hit you so far west that you come back east. The style I display, but I say it a better way. I got more rocks than cartoons on a Saturday. You're still confused cause you don't know how bad it is. Like I'm pregnant, who don't know who the daddy is. And just with a snap, I can whip any rap, but that's why probably my grandparents call me a snapper. You lost in the surf for trying to cross my line. To run to the loft in front because you lost your mind. I'm coming on strong because I'm dropping nothing soft. Still had it going on when the business going off. I'm singing in the rain because I got the audacity. While some kids run a Sundance with Rich Cassidy. You couldn't shine on me in the spotlight because you couldn't shine if it sat on a flashlight.
This is is a difficult subject about something that's crazy or overhead. They know they have something that people don't like, and they still continue to disrespect. The thing I'm talking about is an essence, a foreign fragrance with a presence that you can't see with the naked eye, but to the nose, it's a nuisance. It comes in so many forms, it's camouflage, and it will sneak up upon you like espionage. You might not know it, cause it won't show it, and you will swear it's just a mirage. It could be with you when you're talking. It will be so close, your Vickers Hawking. What a bit of a twang, it got its own slang, it's even known in New Yorkin'. Everybody know what I'm saying, from here to the Himalayan. If you don't know, you must be doo-doo. This is what I'm saying about the dragon. About the dragon. About the dragon. About the dragon. I think I should go more into depth about a secret that is quite as kept. If you have it like Ricochet Rabbit, it can ruin your rep. There are ways of preventing this. Check your hygiene and your dentist. You might think I'm messing, but this is a lesson. Godliness is cleanliness. But if you think I'm misguiding you by saying there's something inside of you that bothers everybody when you're at a party and your reactions to it is PU. You're sitting there baffled and puzzled. Whatever you have, you wish it was muzzled. But if you want a clue between me and you, it could be the beverage you guzzle. But if you listen to me, the diabolical energetical B, the Aussie up is the A-R-K-I-E, I'm trying to give you H-E-L-P. So I'ma end it off like this, before you give somebody a kiss. For the one you adore, check them before you get a crazy whiff of the dragon. Of the dragon. Of the dragon. Of the dragon. Now we're talking about my man, you know. Our radio, TV, and even the press say what's the meaning of V-A-P-O-R-S. The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means nobody wanna be that when you're down and out. Now when you're established and got a lot of money, everybody wanna be your buddy and honey. Like tall buildings they call skyscrapers. Can you feel it? Nothing can save ya, but this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell you how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan, who sang on my records. Make the music nobody beats the biz, well, check it. Back in the day before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big drunk jewelry and extensions in her hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always best talking about, baby, please, you work for UPS. Since he wasn't no type of big drug dealer, my man T.J. Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trucks gold and wear fly belly boots, rough leather fashion and tough silk suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak, and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his people number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get skis. She caught the papers. She caught the papers. That's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. The mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days, he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him, he would never obey. He wore his pants hanging down and his sneakers untied. And a Rasta type kangle tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood, people treated him bad and said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. He said he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum, or either in jail or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a job saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star now, they caught the vapor. They caught the vapor. They caught the vapor.
scratch transforms with finesse and all that mess. I remember when he first started to rock and try to get this job at a record shop. He was in it to win it, but the boss fronted, said, sorry, Mr. Lee, but there's no help on it. Now my cuz Vaughn still try on and on and on to the like break of dawn to get this JLB in the back. Then they look right past him and be like, next! Now for the year of 8 to 8, Cool V is making dollars, so my cousin's like straight. He walked into the same record shop as before, and the boss be like, Vaughn, welcome to my store. Offering him a doll, but now he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember one, at first they wasn't. Now guess what they caught from my cousin? The paper. They caught the paper.
I gotta talk about me, check it
out. Last subject of the story is about Miss Mark. I had to work for mine to put your body in park. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be down with a lot of MTG and crews in town. Saw his crew on Noble Street, I said, can I be down, champ? They said no one treated me like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I was very depressed. Sat and wrote some death doodle rhymes at my rest. When I used to come to parties, they make me pay. Would have to beg to get on the mic and rap that day. I was never into girls, I was just into my music. To act like I wanted to keep instead of trying to use it. But now things switch without belief. Yo, biz, do you remember these for Noble Street, chief? We used to be down back in the days. It happens all the time and never cease to amaze. They caught the papers. Yo. They caught the papers. They caught the papers.
Yo, I want to tell everybody, which is the true story.
They caught the papers.
I know, you 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 know.
And like very gross, but it's sure to have it trippin'. See, yo, listen close. It's not right at the sun, or sweet like sugar, but it's rather on the bug tip, and it's called pickin' boogers. Now, when I am playing, might not be closer to you, but it's still something we all have to do. So go up your nose with a finger or two, and pull out one old crusty crew. Yo, don't try to front like it's so gloomy and gray, cause we all pick our boogers sometime every day. Well, out in the open, or on the sneak tip, with a finger, tissue, or even a Q-tip. Take a from the best monkey, because I'm joking, and also remember the slogan. Hey mom, what's for dinner? Go up your nose know, and pick a winner. Pick a burger. Pick a burger. Partner came, headed up to the rooftop riding the D train. When this man sitting next to me was so profane, to stick his finger up his nose, damn near to a train.
Should've moved.
I was just about, but all of a sudden, homeboy just pulled out a big green slimy. Nah, I ain't gonna say it, but I weighed a good pound if you tried to wait. He sat there for a while with it in his hand, so I tried to play cool and like an older man. So I laid my head back to catch a quick nap. All of a sudden, he plucked it dead in my lap. I can't sit there laughing like it was all a joke. But a brother like Miss Marky had almost choked. So I dug in my nose and pulled out about five. And plucked every last one of them dead in his eye. Then the man jumped up and said, what's wrong with you? And wiped him off his face and said, I can't mess with you. Like if I did something that was so full of shame. But yo, you got to know the name of the game. Pick a burger. Public school with my partner came. When I was class clown and he was my brother, sitting at the desk plucking boogers at each other. Never doing work as we were supposed, cause we was too busy digging up our nose. And in the lunchroom you would talk about rude. God forbid the person that'll leave is food. No matter who you are, we didn't give a damn. We even put teachers down with the program. Whether you was a woman or if you're a man, we put boogers on our fingers, then shake your hand. Catch anyone from anywhere, but the best fun about it, catching Kane out there.
gym. I put boogers on a basketball and pass it to him. Now we're grown up and things have changed, but we still be playing a pick and boogers game. Just last night, when Kane was getting ready, I slipped a little green one inside his spaghetti. Picking boogers. Picking boogers. I want to. I like to introduce myself. My name is Bismarcky. And well, I'm the human orchestra called Bismarcky. Making music all the way is my specialty. When I go, I want to. Girls get excited. When they hear my lyrics, they want to recite them. I know you're in the mood. Just go with the flow. And I can play rapping records and all disco. Like Beat It, Billy Jean. But Michael Jackson, all the treasures for your ranking. They gon' ask you when you hear me do it. You will be shocked and amazed. It's the brand new thing they call the human beatbox craze.
Make the music into my bed. Make the music into my bed. Make the music into my bed.
Well, I don't just do the beatbox. I rock on the mic and all the bomb that I say. All the people like, I get the crowd jumping, get the girls' heart pumping. All the party people say, isn't he something? Rock from city all the way down south, saying rhymes and making music with my mouth. I'ma tell your party people how I began. It started when I'm living in Long Island. Hey, when I was a kid, I used to play in the street, making sounds with my mouth, all sorts of beats. Grown people used to say,
what?
Grown people used to say,
what?
Wrong with that kid making that strange noise. It was like for all the fly girls and all the homeboys. Then I tried it at a homeboy's basement party. They thought it was a record laying over me. When they came by the DJ and saw who it is, they said, make the music with your mouth, bitch.
Make the music with your mouth, bitch. make the music with your mouth, bitch.
Difficult, even knock me out my socks. It's a moving combination with your lip, tongue, and throat. Use your teeth in your nose for a mysterious I know. I like doing it as a hobby of a job. People treat me like a star and surround me in the ball. It's not all about spitting, breathing hard and chilling. You need practice, be ambitious in the school. And let me tell you, party people, you gotta admit, anything that you want, you gotta work hard for it. That's why I like doing sound. It's hard to achieve, make it two or three sounds at one time you can't believe. When I walk down the street, people crowd around me. It's like all them sounds at one time, Bismarcky. I tell them it takes a lot of practice and lip control. I've been doing this since 15 years old, and everywhere I do it, the people say I'm good. I even get big respect in my own neighborhood. I'm telling you a fact, it's just like it is. Even mom, pops, and cops say, what a biz. Everywhere I go, I always rock the boat. Gonna end this rhyme with this one note. Not gonna act conceited and say I'm the best, but I'm guaranteed to pass any kind of test. I say that rhyme with funky fresh lyrics. When I do the beat, the party people going to the
spirit.
To the light beating, you could either dance or just have a seat and listen to the way in what I am slaying. A different kind of rapper language that I am saying. So all the party people that ignore the info. When it comes to rocking parties, I am a info. Maniac for doing my dancing. My record make the music, we'll put you in a trance and hypnotize your body and like it. Cardian. You won't be fighting the ill and you're just partying down with the funky sound with yours truly. And the original B-I-Z, I mean, okay, I'm with the E and I came to have fun and not be number one. And just here to let you know who's like running the place. And everywhere that I perform and do a show, as long as you know that.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody.
the best.
Nobody beats the best.
Nobody beats the best.
You know me at the B-I-C-M-A-R-K-I-E-N. I go for what I know, doing a show for human beings. I'm guaranteed to rock to make the ladies scream and shout. I'm bound to wreck your body as they turn the party out. The Mardi rapper, no tapper, always have a fun. And when you hear the Biz Markie, I get the jaw done. Yes, I'm the M-A-R-K-I-E-N. You know that's me. I got the stutter step to keep in check. My speed is so unique. They say I look and sound funny, but I don't be caring. I rock the Latin Quarter, rooftop, D Square, and Roseland. The Hawthorne, Madison Square Garden, even rock for the World Fair at Devil Center. Parting the way that I'll be talking about the places I be rocking. I love to perform for the people that be clocking. I figure that your own mind don't want it like I want it, but you pay for a good performance. You're going it, you want it. That's why I'm here to be like letting you know that I'm a highly recognized as the king of disco and making people laugh and have a lot of enjoyment. I'm the best person for this type of employment. That's why.
I once messed with, or better yet, skins that I swung apps with. Face full of grace, waist shape like Vanessa, the Rio, Amio. My butt, the heifer had big, juicy lips, wide hips. You had to call fat, stack back to back. Yo, the hooker was all that, and lots more. And baby girl, I had the hots for, but I'm really not sure who she spread the twat for. Heard it was a kid across town named Hector, but I didn't give a heck, so I still went and checked her on the down low. He ain't around, so out of sight, out of mind, get your coat and let's go. So we dip. In the whip and we was gone. Off the city, all I could, they had it going on. Two yucks of food, not a move was set. Caviar at the bar, Red Star Moet. Silk suit spinning loop like a straight up mat. When I felt somebody finger tapping me on my back, I turned around quick. But before I could begin, all I seen was a Big Mac 10. Hey yo, it's some boyfriend.